Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You're listening to the Work for Life show. I'm the leader. Today is Monday, March 2nd, 2015. Here at the Work for Life show, we help people in job readiness, meaning prepare yourself to go out and get that job, pay you that money. You're going to turn your work skills into a career or self-employment. We'll even help you supplement your income with self-employment. And we also have shows here on investing. We're all about money. You making money and you learning how to make your money make money. Today's show, I want to talk to you about how to go about job search. If you've been looking and haven't found a job and you've given up or you just really don't know what to do. And if you've been looking for months, you really don't know what to do. Now, when it comes to job search, I do know a lot of people believe that to the internet and do your job search there and that's it. But that's not it. That's only one of many methods. Yes, use the internet because there are businesses that advertise. You can go into their websites and apply for jobs. Even if the businesses haven't advertised, you can go into their websites and apply for jobs. But I want to tell you how to make it the easiest way. And you can use the internet as part of the process, but it's not the only process. I believe in knocking on doors. I believe in making phone calls. These are things I do every day, and these are things that I know that works. A lot of people believe making calls don't work. Making calls give you an opportunity to talk to someone about being hired where a job haven't been posted yet, but it might be one coming up. Okay, those are some techniques. I want to cut your time in half. When it comes to job search, you can job search by industry. You can job search by zip code. And you can job search by occupation. Those are three ways. Three of many. I want to say that if you're a veteran, felon, if you're a retiree returning back to work, if you're fresh out of college and looking for an internship, there are companies that hire people based on these things I've just said. Now, here's what you want to do. When you're on the internet, you want to go to search engine and ask for a list, Chris. A list of industries. You want to get that list of industries and find the places that are actually in your community from that list of industries. And when you list the industries, every industry has just thousands and thousands of jobs and categories, dozens and dozens of categories under each industry. This is why I say use the industries, because when you're looking for a job, you need to have a resume. And if you focus your resume on a specific industry, just say the medical industry, as you apply for jobs in the medical field, maybe you want to be a clerk, then those clerk jobs in the medical industry you're going to have some level where you're going to run up on some of the same methodology and job skills they're going to be looking for and work experience. So it's going to all tie in. So with industries, based on an industry, if you want to go into telecommunication industry, there are a lot of companies, there are a lot of occupations. If you want to go into the hotel and casino industry, hospitality, when you go into the hospitality, under that you'll find hotels and casinos and resorts. The idea is to pick the industry that you want to work in, patient that you have. Now, I'm going to come back to industry, but let me talk to you a little bit about occupations. You can also look for jobs by occupation, which is what a lot of people do. But when you look for a job by occupations, you have a clerk, and all these different occupations have clerks, but you don't narrow it down as much. But you can look by occupation. Just know that the occupation you're looking title, and I say that to people especially who may have worked 15, 20 years with the same job title, and that job title may be obsolete now. Yes, you had it, but that job title might have only fit that particular company. So what you need to do, all of you guys who are looking, is be sure that your job title is an up-to-date job title. Now, how are you going to do that? Well, myskillsmyfuture.org. You can go to that site, list your skills, or list a job title, and it'll bring up jobs for you that has the same skills, and it'll give you an updated list of titles, and you'll use that list of job titles to broaden your job search, because now you know that you can look for other jobs with the same skills that you have now. So you find, and in this list on this site, you also find a list of what that you can expect that job to pay. So that's how you do when you're looking for jobs by occupation. You be sure your occupation has an up-to-date title, and you look for jobs based on your skills, your work experience, your education. You can go online and look for jobs based on zip code. Whatever zip code you want to work in or you living in and you want to work in that zip code, job openings in zip code 77777, whatever your zip code. You will bring up a list of jobs. When you get that list of jobs in that zip code, you got a list of companies. You will make a decision which ones you want to go check out. Now, why did I say go check out? I want you to check them out online. But before you make any contact, I want you to visit those companies that you're interested in. Go in and offer a resume and ask to fill out an application. Told you need to do it online, then definitely do as you're being instructed. But I suggest that you go in first or mail a resume in first, then go in, then go online. But you want to make some contact other than going online and filling out an application online, and that's the end of the job search for that particular try. That's not how you get work. You're limiting yourself. You can, when you look for jobs by industry, say that, government. You can look for government jobs. I'll call that by industry. And you're under the government jobs. You got state, county, city, and every one of these, all four of these, they got all kinds of industries attached in that particular area for that particular city, a state, or whatever. States hire people in the medical field. They hire people in sanitation. They hire executive-level people. They hire CEO-level people. They hire clerks. Whatever your skills, there are government jobs. You can also go to contractors who get government money to provide services. You can look to hire on with contractors. You will find contractors by going online to a search engine and ask for government contractors in whatever city, like I'm in Houston. I would say government contractors in the city of Houston, and I'll pull up lists, more lists than I know what to do with. And then I'll look at those contractors and see what type of business job they're doing. And is there something at that company that I can provide as a worker? That's how you look for work. It's endless. You can pick one industry and never leave that industry, and you will have a job. You'll have all the places you can look. So you can look by industries. You can look by occupations, by zip codes. You can go to the government. You can go to franchises. You can go to Fortune 500 companies. You can go to companies that's outsourcing American jobs. You can find a list of those companies. Companies outsourcing American jobs. H-1B visa companies. Alex companies, corporations. You can look for subcontractors in a lot of these different companies. Companies that got that does subcontracting. Ports. There are hundreds of ports around America. You can look for jobs at ports. Ports have their own little cities where they have all kinds of hiring that goes on. People have difficult times looking for jobs because they go to basically the same thing. Everybody think basically the same way. They hit basically the same companies. And that's not how you get a job. Look, there are approximately 50 million companies in America. 50 million. You just want one job. Now, don't you think that you should be able to find one job, the million companies? Why can't you? Is something wrong in your job search method? And that's what I'm telling you. Look by industry. Here at the bottom, where it says read more on my show page, you can go there and find a list of industries. You can just go to a search engine and ask for a list of industries in your city. And I'm looking at one now. Okay, if you say agriculture department, and based on the area you live in, that's going to dictate pretty much what type of industry you're going to be interested in. Education services, government health care, lodging, manufacturing, media, business services, consumer services, rental services, nonprofits, oil and gas, private households. There are so many different ways to find employment. And if you haven't been able to, you've got to have a plan. You must have a plan. There are government sites to help you with job search. There are government sites to help you with to find the industries. I think I put one on my show page if you click on read more. Mining industry, construction industry, manufacturing, and all of these have other industries under them. Transportation, warehouse, retail, utilities, information industry, leisure and hospitality, food services, real estate, financial. It's just so many ways, and there's a list on the White House website of 300 CEOs, meaning that's thousands of corporations, meaning that's hundreds and hundreds of thousands of job opportunities. Have you went to the website for the White House and looked up those 300 corporations, went online, got information about what their mission is, what they do, and then send resumes and visit those places and call those places, and have you did it? See, you understand why you're still looking for a job. You have to target what you want. You have to go places, talk to people, go online, go to staffing agencies. If you're not working, I can promise you it's because you're doing something wrong. And I want to see America working. And I've been right here helping people prepare to find jobs. The most important thing is your clothing, what you wear, your attitude, how you carry yourself, how do you speak with people, and your abilities that you have to offer. You see, when you're looking for a job and you know, have a pattern and a plan, it cuts down your research time. That's why I tell people you can get a job in 30 days or less if you got a plan. But if you're running all over the place, it's going to take longer. But if you know the exact path that you need to travel, you'll get there. It's like you go a place in your community, you know exactly where to go. In 10 minutes, you're there. But if somebody, if you didn't know where you were going already, it could take you 30 minutes in the same community to get to that particular place if you don't know exactly where to go. You know exactly where to go when you take time and plan. It works. Develop a plan and make it happen. That's what you have to do. You need to have a resume for the job that you want. You need to have a master application so that you have all of your information collected and you use what you need based on the job that you're applying for. You need to be able to discuss the position that you're applying to get. You need to practice interviewing. You need to wear the right outfit. If you are a veteran, you can go to www.mynextmove.org/vets. Everything you need. And all of you who are looking for work, register with your local employment office. Do that. Job search without a plan is like a clock without hands. Serve no purpose. It's just there with no hands if you don't have a plan. But if you plan to look by industry or by zip code or by occupation, then you're on the right track. Or by certain, you're going to hit all these franchises. Okay, good. You're going to do Walmart. You're going to hit every Walmart in your community. Good, good. That works. You're going to hit every Burger King. That's those franchises. You're going to get a list of the companies that's outsourcing jobs, and you go into those companies and ask for a job. You're going to get a list of those companies that's importing workers from other countries, and you're going to go to those companies and you're going to ask those companies for a job. You're going to get a list of the ALEC corporations. Those are corporations that's very political, very political. Has a lot to do with your tax dollars. Go to those companies and ask for a job. When you go and search for companies with federal contracts, you're going to find lots of companies that's got federal contracts. Go to those companies and ask for a job. Those will be the places where you're going to be searching for work. See, this is what I'm saying. Target your efforts, and it'll work, go a lot faster. You have a desire for a specific job, you should be searching in specific industries. Reality is the job might not be it right away based on what type of money you really want and those types of things. But I can tell you, if you don't have a plan, you're going about it wrong. You're going about it wrong. And if you haven't updated your job search title, that title you're using just may not even exist anymore. So when you write that on something and send that in, they have not a clue what you're talking about. And they're not going to take the time to try to fish through and figure out what you're talking about. When it comes to finding a job, your destiny is in your hand. There are jobs. The stock market is doing great. Dow is doing great. Dow 30. Those 30 companies make more money than any other companies. Go to Dow 30 list and go to those companies and ask for jobs. Go to a Fortune 500 list in your city and go to those companies and ask for a job. The list just goes on and on. Go to all the hospitals. Go to all the doctor's office and ask for a job. Go to all the mechanic shops and ask for a job. That's how you increase your chances of getting hired quick, because you get better and better if you're familiar with the industry when you go. If you're dotting around 15 different industries for 15 you're not becoming a master at nothing. But if you get one industry, that mechanic shop, then you go to one mechanic shop, you go to another, you go to another, you're getting better and better, better and better. You want to paint automobiles, go to companies that paint automobiles. You're getting better and better because you know what to say, because you're speaking basically the same thing to everybody. You're interested in manufacturing. You're interested in construction. Go to all the construction companies. When you're driving past a construction site, stop and ask for a job. If you're looking for manufacturing or industrial, go into a part of your community where those jobs are, and then park your vehicle. If you can walk to them, walk to them. If you can't and you have to drive, you drive to them. If they have guards at the gate, go up to the gate and ask the guard, how do you go about getting in to do job search? You have not because you ask not. You have to put in the work, and you have get a return based on the work that you put in. You can get a job in less than 30 days if you target specific industries. TV and radio stations, you might want to work in that industry. There are print, newspapers, magazines, all, whatever you want to do. Maybe you can clean up in those places. Maybe you can start some self-employment by cleaning buildings where those places. My only thing is to say to you, if you don't have a plan, it can take forever because you're like a clock without a hand. If that clock has no hands, it will never give you the time that you need. Never. You might as well not have it. If that clock don't have any hands, what do you have it for? It's got to have hands. You got to have a plan. There are jobs. Our economy is booming. Baby boomers are leaving their jobs every day. Our economy in America is booming. There are jobs. Anybody that don't have a job, it's your fault. It is now your fault. It is no longer the fault of the layoffs or the fault of the economy. Your economy in America is back and doing great. You're what's missing. And it'll be doing better when we get back to our workforce of 160 million people. We are workers in this country, and it's time for every worker to go back to work. And then maybe some of the people who didn't plan on going back to work can remain retired, like me, because I make money from working class people. That's what I do at Work for Life. I do resumes. I do job readiness workshops. I help people keep jobs, get jobs, start businesses. But when people are not working, I don't have a pool. I need a pool of people. That means you guys got to go to work, got to go to work. You got to get a job. Okay? I remember, you can look by industries. You can look by occupations. You can look by zip codes. You can go to the telephone book and look by companies so that you can look for floral shops if you like flowers. You look at the title and then all those companies under there, hotels, you can find all the hotels. Doctor's office, you can find all of them. That's how you look by companies and you feel good about that, okay? All right. Okay now, so you've been listening to The Work for Life Show. I'm Bill Eater. Thank you for listening. Good luck with your job search. You can contact me here at blogtalkradio.com/workforlife, or you can email me, wfl@workforlife.net, and I'm on Twitter @workforlifebea. Okay, see ya.